We are seven lines up from the bottom on Dafav Amid Aleph. The Gemara begins, Iboilahu, a new question that we're trying to ascertain regarding the ban on business. What's the reason why we can't conduct business with an idolater before the holiday and on the holiday? Mishum harvacha, o dilma mishum vilifni iver lo sitein mechshol. Is it because of harvacha that there's a benefit that the idolater receives, and as a result of the idolater receiving a benefit, he will then give thanks to his deity on Yom Edom? Or maybe the prohibition is only lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol, that we're violating the biblical prohibition of placing a stumbling block in front of an idolater, because we're then enabling him to give thanks to a deity, which is a violation of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. So what is the reason behind the ban? Is it harvacha, is it azul amode, or is it lifnei iver? L'may nafgamina. So what the Gemara asks, what's the halachic difference between these two possible explanations? De isle behema lidide. In a situation where he already has an animal of his own that he can give as a korban, that would, then the question is, if you would give him an additional one, which prohibition would you violate? E amrit mishum harvacha, if the prohibition is azul umoda, that by doing business with the idolater, he's going to take this new animal and he's going to give thanks to his deity, hakamarvachle. Well, he's going to end up giving thanks. He's getting benefit from you, from doing this transaction. He's benefiting, even if he's losing money on the deal, or even if he's paying an exorbitant amount of money for the animal and he's getting ripped off, it's still considered a benefit to him because he made the deal. So clearly he wanted it, and therefore as a result he'll be azul amode. But e amrit mishum iver lo sitein mechshol, but if the prohibition, if the reason for the prohibition of doing business with an idolater is because of placing a stumbling block in front of him, and therefore, we're not concerned that he's necessarily going to use this particular animal to give as a korban to his deity. He already has one. And therefore, you won't be in violation of lifnei iver. So it sounds like, at this point, the reason for prohibiting business with an idolater on Yom Edom and 3 days before is because of harvacha, because of azul umode. Now the Gemara asks, v'chi isle lo avar mishum elifnei iver lo sitein mechshol? Do you really mean to tell me that if he already has an animal and you're just giving him an additional one, you're not in violation of lifnei iver? What do you mean? V'hatanya, we have a brisa which seems to indicate differently. Amar Rav Nasan, minayin shelo yoshit Adam kozayin l'nazir ve'aver minachai livnei noach. How do you know that you're not allowed to hand a person a kozayin shel nazir ve'aver minachai livnei noach? How do you know that you're not allowed to give a nazir a cup of wine, or a ben noach, someone who keeps the sheva mitzvahs ben noach? You can't give them the aver minachai, the animal, the limb of a live animal. Talma lomar v'lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol. Well, here you have a situation where if you wouldn't have given this person the cup of wine, if you wouldn't have given the Nazir the cup of wine, he would have taken it on his own. Nevertheless, you are still in violation of Lifnei Iver. So therefore, if he already has an animal, it shouldn't make a difference whether he has that animal or not. If you give him an animal, you are placing a stumbling block in front of him because he can use that animal to offer it as a sacrifice to his deity. The Gemara explains that you cannot compare these two cases, the case of giving the cup of wine to the Nazir versus the case when the fellow already has, the idolater already has an animal. Hacha b'mayaskinan, you know what we're talking about in the case of the Nazir? Dekoi betrei avrei nara. We're talking about a situation when he's on two different sides of the river. In other words, we're talking about a situation where it was impossible for him to get the cup of wine without your assistance. if it would have been possible for the Nazir to get the cup of wine without your help, if you give it to him, you are not in violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitin Michshol. That's called Chad Nahara, only one river. But, and that's similar to our case where the idolater has an animal already. So by giving him an additional animal, you're not adding on, you're not creating a new problem for him, or you're not enabling him to give praise to his deity. He already has the animal. So you're not placing a stumbling block in front of him. But in a situation where it's impossible for him to accomplish his task without your help, then you are in violation of Lifnei Iver. Dekanami, Dekatani lo yoshit, velo katani lo yitain, shmamina. And the proof that this is the case, that it's koi betray avrinara, that we're talking about a case where they're on two different sides of the river, where it would have been impossible for him to accomplish his desire without your help, is because the Gemara uses, or the Brisa uses, the word yoshit. You had to hand it to him, not yitain, to give it to him. The implication is that you had to do something extra for him to enable him to accomplish his desires. I wanted to make a few points on this Gemara. First of all, the Rabbeinu Tam, on the previous daf, on Vav and Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam uses that Gemara, or this Gemara, to prove, or to his leniency with regards to doing business with Christians on, or non-Jews, on Yom Edom, even on Yom Edom, even on their holidays. As he says, and as Tosfos says, and Rabbeinu Tam is quoted on Daf Beis Min Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam says that if you look in our Gemara, when the Gemara talks about the prohibition of Lifnei Iver, the Gemara is talking about a situation where he has an animal already to offer as a korban. Why is the example, the nafgamina that the Gemara gives, is whether he has an animal already to offer as a korban? Why don't we talk about a case where he has a deck of cards, or a cucumber, or vegetables? Why specifically an animal? It's because the animal is going to be used as avodah zarah. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the only time we're prohibited from doing business with a non-Jew during Yom Edom is only if it's an item that will actually be used for avodah zarah. Tikrovis is the prohibition. If it's not tikrovis, if it's not something that can be offered as a korban, as a sacrifice to the deity, it is not going to be a problem to do business with them. And then Rabbeinu Tam develops this idea a little further on Daf Beis, and he says that in his time, the only item which was considered tikrovis was money. Money was used to give as an offering, and therefore he gets into a discussion about money and says we don't really need to be concerned even about money. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam comes up with this leniency of tikrovis, and it's based on our Gemara over here. The other important point is on Amud Beis, when the Gemara talks about this prohibition of Tre Avri Dinara, and I'll get into this more in our Digging Deeper podcast. Tosfos points out that the prohibition of Lifnei Iver is not limited to the case brought down in the Gemara of giving wine to a Nazir or giving Aver Menachai to a Benoach, but rather, he says in the first line, Nirad Huadin V'chol Shari Surin. With regards to any prohibition, you would be in violation of Lifnei Iver if you would hand it to the individual who is not allowed to have it, who can't get it without your assistance. So again, if it's Trey Avri Dinara, that he can't do it without you, then whatever the item is, you are going to be in violation of Lifnei Iver Doraisa. But if he is able to receive or get the item without your help, then you would not be in violation of Lifnei Iver. However, as we'll discuss later on, you will be in violation of Misayeya Idei Ovrei Avera, even if it's Chad Avri Dinara.